Beginning the current daf and sends the bomb at the vav. We begin on the base. Good test master. Begin with the Gemara. Yochli sari od min bais hamikdash. You would think a person would be afraid of the actual bais hamikdash itself. But Shmuel was saying no. It's from he who resides in the bais hamikdash. Now says Taisus, Gabi Avlo Hotzach Lemekin. Why don't we ask the same question regarding Myra Yiras Aveim? So says no. You don't have to say this. The pshita shle shtach v'leshem alahus. We get it. You're not going to bow down to him as a deity. It's something of a sanctity and everything. Or maybe you would think there's a saying that not. Or you know, another person could say, "Give it over, Shaykh Meira." By father, we know what it means to fear the father. Don't get him angry. But regarding the Mikdash, it's very difficult to find what does it mean to really fear the base of Mikdash. Like it explains, don't act in a disgraceful way. But that's a deichik, and therefore we would have thought it actually means to fear the Mikdash, which means like to bow down to it. Therefore, we have to tell you that no. But regarding the father, we wouldn't have to say that because we would know what it means. It means like don't get him angry. Next says Master begins the Gemara Shabbos because Rachman Lomali. What is the point of writing Moy Shabbos by Shabbos? So Taisa says, so you tell me that you're learning out that Mrs. Bezdin is not Derech Shabbos, but B'Hodah Deshem Perikam the Shabbos is we learn out in the first Perik Shabbos of Chavmel B'Chol Moy Shabbos Yat Ma'avir that yeah in all your residences. There you cannot light a fire. You make the fire in that in the Beis HaMikdash, because that's not B'chol Moed Shvaseichem. I thought you're learning out something else from it, like we say here in our sugya. So it's Gemara, no, Hayinim Mishum Davalei Lemech the Meshavish, Shuz HaMeshavish, except B'Moed Shvaseichem, which is yours. But in the Beis HaMikdash, there's not Moed Shvaseichem that you're allowed to. And when like Siv Leisivadu Lechem, now, that from the fact that it doesn't say Lechem, had it written like that, so I would have known, but you could make it a base of Migdash. So from the like, because of my Shabbos, so that's Mashmid does Lacha, that sounds like it's teaching us what we're saying over here, that it's Mrs. Bezdin is not Deich HaShabbos. So there's three things. It doesn't say Lachem, it says my Shabbos, and it doesn't say just my Shabbos, and my Shabbos says Seichem. Now, additionally, so it says, Besim Perikam, the Kedushin of Lam Zayim, and Bezer, Kom, the Gemara says, my Shabbos, because Rechman, the Gabbos, Shabbos, Lam Ali, why is it my Shabbos, my Shabbos? So, again, when you would have thought to say, Hol, in the Ma'adzik, since it says in the context of the Yom Teim, Liboy, but Kiddush, Bezen, Kamay, others, that Shabbos also is dependent on the Kiddush of the Bezen, like, again, Teivim, therefore it says, my Shvei Seichem, to tell you that Shabbos is not dependent on Kiddush Bezen, because my Shvei Seichem sounds like wherever you are, even when there's no Kiddush Bezen. What do you mean? Didn't you say you use my Shvei Seichem something else? So it says, limit loitz of arish b'chomesh v'seichem kedosh, not from that pasuk loitz of arish b'chomesh v'seichem, no expounding, and l'kura achrina, dem l'kam in parashat emmer. So it says, Shabbos yil Hashem b'chomesh v'seichem, that who krobin in my, except that pasuk is in Yom, Yom Tov, and it's from that much v'seichem, not from much v'seichem, when discussing here in Asuriya. So next says, Master begin with the Gemara, time l'chaz v'chomesh loitz of arish. Because it says, loitz of arish, halab ha'chidachi, but if not, then we would say, that it is deicha, which Gemara wants to say, from the fact that the Torah says, loitz of arish, to teach that you don't burn the best coin. To be Deicha Shabbos, the inference is that in general, an Asei would override even a Lois Shesh Mekaris. This is attempts to explain what does that mean, that in general it would be Deicha. Because previously on Amud Aleph, the Gemara said, we're going to keep it up in Yimari Mikdash, that for the fact that the Torah is telling you that it's not Deicha Shabbos, the inference is that in general it would be. Which Taisa explained to Maschel Taima that the reason is because since it's unnecessary to say that's not Deicha, because why would you think that it is Deicha from the fact that it's unnecessary and the Torah must be telling you the inferential? So Taisa is wondering, is the same thing over here or would it be from a different point? So Taisa explains, says, Besamach Muchach, later on in the Zayin Manav, it's obvious, that you don't have to say Miditzok Li Savaro Lesser from the fact that the Pasuk is to come and tell you Leisavaru to say that it's forbidden to burn the baskayin machlad b'amadacha, that in general that it is going to be daicha the asay, even though it has a lav shish bekaris, no, because the mifarish like more explains the lav leisavaru without the pasuk leisavaru have min deletri. I would think that is daicha going to be klam betzitzis, just like klam betzitzis. Why? Because rabbi malik chumrazut, what's the difference if it's a large chumra meaning regular lav or meaning a chumrazut which a regular one or chumrabba that which has a karis. Either way, I would know that it could be deicha. So therefore, you don't need the pasuk to tell you this, that it's deicha l'sish, because rather, it's l'sish bar l'guv, you need it for itself to teach you that's not deicha shabbos. That's what the Gemara says over there. So Taish is proving for me that's obvious, that's not possible to say that the teaching over here is like the Gemara said, we're going to keep it out of aim and Mary Mikdash. Where there, the Gemara was telling us that you don't need it for itself. Obviously, it's coming to tell you that for other places, but here, the Gemara explicitly tells us that in general, I would think that it is the Chalav Shevet Zekaras, because Malachim Ramachum Zuta. So therefore, you need Leisavar to tell it itself that it's not Derech Shabbos. So Taisa Mtim is going to say, but given the Lugubi Itzrach, so since you need it for itself, I'll drop to the contrary. Nele Malacha Deloitach, you should learn it from over here, Leisavar, that in general, it's not Derech Shevet Zekaras, because Deloyim Rina Malachim Ramachum Vechulu, that you don't say that. So how could you learn from here that in general, you are Derech? Shem Taisa, you could say, is the Leimotzel Meilev, Elo, you could only learn out lav sheyesh by misa, through the courts. That's where you say it's not Derech Shabbos. Come in B'Shabbos, take a skila. But yeah, you would say like B'Shabbos, where there's a punishment of skila. I'm a lav sheyesh by koras kudeta, but if it's only negative provision version as koras and no misa bezin, hasam mina that we would say malachum rabbi malachum mezuta. What's the difference if it's a large one or a small one? Just like it's Derech regular to Derech leisish by koras. I mean, and I would have thought to say the dochi lav the koras come out leisish isha, that yeah, you would be Derech the lav of koras like b'chayis isha. Because of a malachum rabba, v'loi lav the misa kamei kalos v'chamaz. You're right, and we're not referring to the negative prohibition which would have a death penalty like daughter-in-law and mother-in-law. To lahachil lav a mekchin la'adoti. For that, we would not have compared all that rice to each other to say that just like the lav v'chis each is deiches to lav v'chis akalos, and therefore that's why we couldn't learn out because it's only that of misa bezin. Additional approach to it says inami hash nami mid'itzrach. That truth is now also the Gemara wants to explain that the reason why it was necessary to say Lisavaru to tell us not Decha, which seemingly is extra. I mean, like we had said previously, we're going to keep it Avim and Mary Mikdash, and it is the same svar it's unnecessary. Now we had asked, what do you mean? The Gemara later on makes it sound like that Malachim Rabbi Malchuli Zuta that. You would have thought that it would be Deich, and therefore you do need Leisavar for itself. So, and that's the thesis that, yeah, but Ve'in Chayshish al Oy Enoi. The Gemara is not concerned to say, oh, maybe even on Shabbos because of Malachim, Rab Malachim, Mezuta. But the Habmina was that in general it would not be Deich for a lot of Sheish Bekars, and therefore it's not necessary, and you do need it for itself. And therefore, yeah, we could have gone back and forth on that, but it is really the same type of limit like I had, we're going to keep it up again. But Tyson points out another idea. It says, this whole sugi is not going like a b'shimon who holds makalkul b'havara. If one does an act of a fire that's destructive, one's going to be chayiv, because the b'shimon itzrach leitzavara. According to him, you do need leitzavara for itself. It's not extra like we were explaining, like based on the second approach, like by kibud avim. Because he needs leitzavara l'shimon to tell us the makalkul b'havara chayiv, that one does a destructive act by creating a fire is going to be chayiv. And the reason is, from the fact that the Torah says, you're not allowed to burn make the fire for the burning bas kohen, nafka the perag, which he learns in Shabbos Dafka Vav Med Aleph, that's mekalkel. And just like over there, that even though it's mekalkel, that according to Reb Shimon, that you needed to tell you that's aser. So you can't use it from the fact that it's unnecessary to say that in general would be daich. Because according to you needed to teach you that mekalk bavar would be is a chiyah. Obviously, Haksugi Asya Kedab Yehuda, obviously, Haksugi is going like Yehuda, the Chacham Tikkun, they're actually considered not as Makalka, but actually taken with the Kunigavi because it's fixing the person that is a Kapara by the Bas coin by getting burnt. Kamai Mila, like we have by circumcision, or Kriya, a mess, or turning garment for a mess, where although it's a destructive act, but it's also considered as constructive. Now, additionally, it says you have to say Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Nasa, Namid, like Reb Shimon, who are brought in our Sugi. Because according to Reb Shimon, you now expound that the reason why Havar was mentioned either because to say that's only negative prohibition and not Karas, or to differentiate an individual and say each Avmalacha has its own separate liability. Because Kimin is a Makalka Bavar, since you need it for Makalka Bavar to say that Yechayv is not extra to say Lamayatis. Now, Reb Shimon on his part, Nafkele L'chalak, we does he know to say that each Malacha is a separate liability? Mehecha the Nafkele L'shmol, which is where Shmuel ends up in Paraglak Gadol over there on Shabbos Dav Ayin Manav. Wait a minute, additional point that Reese says that you could say that actually our sugya could even be like Shmuel. And even though you need the pasuk that you have Makalka Babar is going to be Chayiv, still you could learn now from here that in general, Asay would be Derech Lesish recursed. Why? Because the Ilil Umadal Makalka Babar Lachud Kazi, because if all it was teaching was this halacha that Makalka Babar would be Chayiv, Sabalay Shemina, but Makam Shein Mitzvah Babar. So it should have just told us this halacha in a situation where there is no mitzvah by the Havara. And obviously, why saying specifically about Bas Koyin, where there's a mitzvah killer? Obviously, the pasuk tells another chiddush that even Makam Mitzvah is not going to be Deicha the Lab, and therefore it's teaching us both ideas. Where, what do you mean? But I didn't need it for itself. Why would you think I say Deicha Lesish? Because Therefore, it's coming to teach us also that in general, the Asir would be difficult to Then to say, you're going to say, how can you expound this idea of abuse from Nas and Havara is mentioned separately, either to tell you that it's only Lava or to differentiate, but keeping the Tzuchlis of Alamis and Bezdin, but you need Lisa Bar for the Mises Bezdin to teach that it's not going to be Chashabas. So it's not extra to tell you Lalav or Lachalik. Says what you could say is that the Shin Mitzuchsiv Havara, but yeah, we're mentioning from the fact the Pasuk specifies that of Havara, because the Ilmis Bezdin Chudas, it was only just coming to tell us that Mises Bezdin not the Chashabas, have a little but should have just said Lisa Malacha Bachamet Shasechem. Why is it Lisa Bar Eish to tell you that specifically that's mentioned either Lalav or Lachalik? Then Taisa says, "From Tzibur, going to say, and he davar the bishul b'silo that the after Shabbos, although the cooking of the wick, the metal, the molten, to make the metal wick melted, loy da'achas Shabbos, that's not overriding Shabbos, davar shemitzah, because that's only a preparatory act for the mitzvah, not the mitzvah itself. Or tzich atzma, but the murder itself, kishen is bashla b'silo metal, when let's say it was cooked from the day before, echenek v'sayif, or let's say when the choking or beheading, titcha Shabbos, that should override Shabbos. Mitam malachum, rabbi malachum, mezuta, what the Gemara says, what's the difference if it's a small lav or it's a big lav? Now, me would say, says, this question would not be difficult, l'maydi of Mekav HaChayim, according to what the Gemara learns of Mekav HaChayim in the Maskana. Of course, Leizavar is only coming to tell you for the murder itself, to tell it's not Deicha Shabbos, because the Kabbalchem Atzma, he al Ritzicha, the Kabbalchem is on Ritzicha itself. Because the al Ritzicha, it's from the Mizvech, you take the murderer, but Leizavar also Avuka Kabbalchem, and Leizavar is coming to take good from the Kabbalchem. But according to what we're saying now, that the Havamina is that you would think that the Hariga would override Shabbos, because of Malachum, Rabbi Malachum Rezuta, if that is the case, then you could say that this that the pasuk in Leisavaru, that's only on cooking of the wick. It's not Deicha Shabbos because only Hechsha Mitzvah. But regarding the Ritzich itself, maybe it would override Shabbos. So on the parenthesis, it says Beishlam. What you could say is, given the Galilon, since the pasuk is revealing to us the Loimin Malachum Rabbi Malachum Mezud beHechsha Mitzvah, at least by Hechsha Mitzvah. So I think the Mitzvah Asalim Mitzvah. Therefore, that we would not say even by the Mitzvah itself. Or in other approaches, Hechsha Mitzvah Nafkalim El. Hechsha Mitzvah. We already know from Kibud Avim that's not Deicha even Lav Nemachamer, which as Taisa explained, Hechsha Mitzvah is a flaw in the Mitzvah of Kibud Avim. So for sure, it's not Kibud Deicha Leisavayish Bekaris, and therefore Avim, if you have the positive Leisavayish Bechomesh Seichem in Inlam Besila, not teach anything regarding the Besila because that already know from Kibud Avim. So rather Tanei Inlam Tzicha Atzma. That's also not going to be Deicha Shabbos Adkan. This is the end of what's in the Gilyan, in the parentheses. But then the regular text says, V'yashom, what you can say is, to answer the question, the Bechol Duch, in all places, Mashvin Makshvi Mitzah, we equate a Hechshir Mitzah, a preparatory act of Mitzah, Shiyash, Lassus Mashvin Shabbos, that you cannot do food from before Shabbos, Kimitz Atzal, Es Ha'aloch, it's like the Mitzah itself, Ketnam Perik, Rebbe Lezer, the Mila, and Shabbos, Abkav, Lam, and Alv, and Alv. If you didn't bring it, Pesachim Perigal Devarim and Dafsanach doesn't base Kalam Rabbi Kipuchulu. Now, Bahochem Rabbi Yeshal Lasayis Abusil Mershad. Here it told me where you could not have made and prepared the wick from before Shabbos, and therefore it's like Bechshirin that could not have been done from before Shabbos, which is like the mitzvah itself. And if we see the Bishul Psila is not Deicha Shabbos, so it's just like the mitzvah itself, which is the murder. It's also not going to be Deicha because they're the same thing, like we say. And this we know from the fact of that Menitzur Kolamute, from the fact that in the pasuk to exclude it, where if you said that you were able to do it from before Shabbos, so you wouldn't need a pasuk to exclude it. Obviously, that you have to do it on Shabbos, still excluding it, but that's just like the mitzvah itself of the Ritzicha. Next says, Master begins the Gemara, Loi, Reb Yesi. It's not a Raya, could be it's going like Reb Yesi. And therefore wouldn't be a Raya, because according to him, that it's it's only a Lav. Now, so as Taisus, he explains, which Taisus is bothered by the fact that if the Bryce is saying, what do you mean? According to Abusi, it's only love without cars. So we would you think to say that Mrs. Besnin is not Dech Shabbos? So on that text explains, or maybe, no, even Mrs. Besnin is not Dech Shabbos, Mishum de Shabbos Aseba Leisase. It's because Shabbos is a positive and negative prohibition. And therefore, that the Havara of the Bishop Psila would not be Dech Shabbos. And this is what he's saying. Maybe even Mrs. Bezdin. Or you know, another approach is the negative prohibition Shabbos are more severe. And if you would have thought that it's not Deicha Shabbos, even though all you see is a lab that doesn't have cars. But again, either because of you could say like because of the severity of Shabbos, I would have thought that that all situations would not be Deicha. Next says at the beginning of the Gemara, or in Ela Filo, or maybe even Mrs. Bezdin is B'Shabbos. Maybe it is Deicha Shabbos. Why? Mishum Malachum Rab Malachum Mezuta. Because what's the difference if it's a small, like what we're saying, regular lav, or that of Mrs. Bezdin? Either way, that that we're going to say that, meaning Shabbos, no matter what it is, even though it has cars, we're going to say that it's gonna override that of Shabbos. Now, Hikshar Rabbi Yehuda Kain says, "Heicha b'Elok may." How are we trying to explain that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi the Mavar l'Lav Yitzasa, that he says Havara is mentioned separately to tell you that's only a Lav? Which the Gemara is saying, no, it's not a Rayam. But what perikam of the Shabbos, in the first perikam of Shabbos, Rabbi Beis Mavez Amad, the Gemara tells Rabbi Shmuel caught him. What happened was Rabbi Shmuel was reading on Shabbos for the candle and he tilted it. Rami says, oh, the Shavon the Beis Amigdash Mavez Amigdash Ring will be built. Abi Chadash Ring will bring a fatty Karma Chadash because of this Issa that he did. Amad, so obviously we see Havar Yash Karas. Obviously, he holds Havar has Karas because only in such an Avera that Bemez would bring Karas are you Chayv Chadash Beshagig. So obviously, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Yosi and he doesn't hold Havar Lalav Yas. How's the Gemara rejecting saying, oh, but he holds like Rabbi Yosi? Baikar traditionally was difficult is the Nihina with Rabbi Yosi, even if you're going to say it's like Rabbi Yosi, even so, Ilav Loi Savaru, that we see that if not for the Pasuk of Loi Savaru, Havamina would have said, the Misa Bez Namida Dach Shabbos, like our Dim Maskal Toises, that Misa Bezin would be Dach Shabbos. Why? Mishra Malik Hamr Rabba, because as we explained in the beginning of Toises, that what's the difference? Now, Avagav did Natilis Neshama Av Malachu, although killing the person, taking their life, forget about the wick, but the taking the soul is al malacha. So obviously, even if you exhibit the Rabbi Yosi, you still have to say that malachum rabba malachum rezuto. If that's the case, so even kikasab leisavaru, now when the Torah says leisavaru, and you're learning it from there, that regarding Shabbos, you don't say malachum rabba malachum rezuto, but it's a leba chaisisha, you still need the positive leba chaisisha to tell us that's not dech mitzvim lab chaisisha, because they're like a skila. There's no skila over there. And if you're going to say that, you can't learn that from Shabbos, not to say malachum rabba. To the contrary, we would say that malachum rama, and it would be deich even lavashish b'karas. So you need the pasuk below. Delay nema malachum b'chol. You don't shouldn't say this chumra rabba chumra zuta. So Zayi Bishlam says he's right. The blab achi, but even so, even without these questions per Shabbat, right? The Gemara, anyways, asked very well, and that is even if it is like Rabbi Yosi, still. But you're right. This could have been a point too that the Gemara could have made.